JordanMaxwell.com. Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L.com. Links up on Infowars.com. He's into the rest of the hour with us. And then for internet listeners and TV viewers at PrisonPlanet.tv, we'll continue about 20, maybe 30 minutes uninterrupted in the overdrive time to take phone calls. We'll do that off my phone system in my studio. So that is coming up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and folks listening on the Infowars.com streams. Okay, going back to Jordan Maxwell, this is another short break and a long one's coming up, Jordan, but I'm going to go ahead and skip this break too, note to the network, so we can continue to 20 after. You know, I never get into infighting. I never really talk about groups fighting with each other. People tried to even get us to, you know, pick fights with each other. They tried to get other people to do it. I've noticed you never get involved in all that, Jordan, but you have pioneered so much of the research that is now the mainstay of a lot of people out there. And then I get people emailing me saying, what's going on with Jordan Maxwell and this researcher? What's going on with Jordan Maxwell and that researcher? And then I go look it up and find out you've said nothing or done nothing. And that's how the disinfo people, they're key at getting us to fight with each other. But just on record, I mean, tell me about some of the people you woke up to the New World Order, some of the people you educated who then kind of took your work and then added on to it or did their own thing. I mean, go through some of the folks that we could say that you first met or that you woke up.
Well, I mean, a classic example is back in '88 when I first started going public. I had a family that I was very close to out here, and one of the boys, one of the girls in the family, her name was Gloria. Gloria was a young girl. She used to come over to my office in Glendale when I was first going public, and she would tell me about how she just loved what I was doing and loved all the research, and I knew her. I knew the family, and so I suspected nothing, and she asked if she could photocopy all my documents and materials that I was working on, and I thought, of course. So I gave her boxes upon boxes over a two-day period. There was a photocopy shop in the building I was in, so she just spent all day, all afternoon and all evening photocopying all the research materials and documents and everything that I had. And later on, about a year later, I get a phone call from a mutual friend that knew both Gloria and myself and said, Jordan, there's a new book out with all of your work in it. The guy's name is Fritz Springmeier. It's called Bloodlines of the Illuminati. And I was shocked. And I called Fritz Springmeier and I said, Fritz, what is this book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati? And he said, well, Jordan, anybody could have done that kind of research. Anybody could have done that. I said, yeah, anyone could have done it, but it was me that did it. And consequently, now it's a big book out there, Bloodlines of the Illuminati, which Fritz Springmeier got from Jordan Maxwell and never even said thank you. I mean, I gave John Rappaport a job, but he didn't have a job, and sat for hours with John Rappaport and told him about my work in San Diego when I brought him in and hired him to work with me. Later on, he creates a book called The Secret Behind Secret Societies. It's all my work. And, of course, I worked with Richard Hoagland, and I sent Zachariah Sitchin around the world five times, and I met the company of Truth Seekers. I had a lot of... And Zachariah, I have the highest respect for him, wonderful man. And Richard Hoagland is still a great friend of mine. But I've worked with so many people, and then when I hear lecturers like Jim Mars and Tex Mars, especially Jim Mars talking about Illuminati and secret societies, I think, hell, I was talking about that stuff back in '62. I was talking about that 45 years ago.
But, Jordan, I mean, that's also a sign of your success and Myron Fagan's and others, that we do want other people to go out and put the information out.
Of course we do.
But I could certainly see in a case where you think somebody went and got your material and then put it into a book and gave you no credit. That is bad. But, I mean, at the same time, hold on. We're going to continue on through this break for folks on the Internet talking, and we'll come back for everybody else in a second.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com, with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, to be clear, Jordan has always been a very magnanimous, very friendly, very helping, generous person. And I talked to him on and off air. His main point is, and I like you to say in your own words, is that it's not that only that people take a lot of his work and don't give him credit. It's that he then gets emails and posts about, oh, this person came out with this and Jordan took it. And I think that's, and then people start fights up between people. And I was just talking to Jordan. He's saying he won't be doing very many interviews in the future. It was hard to even get Jordan on. We called him a few months ago. He said he wasn't doing interviews anymore. And then later he called back and said, okay, I'll come on, which we're very thankful for. He is ill. He needs our support. He needs our financial support. He deserves that. And we'll tell you how to get some of his books and videos. Before he leaves us, they're all at jordanmaxwell.com. I mean, there you go, but we'll talk more about them. But, I mean, let's walk through that, specifically on your own words. You were telling me during the last little behind-the-scenes interview we were doing for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that people make these fights up, and I think it is people in the government and disinfo, to get researchers fighting where people will then say, Jordan Maxwell took this guy's research, and you're laughing because you were around 40 years before they even showed up. You were around before I was a zygote in my mother's womb. You were doing this, you know, 40 years before other people popped up on the scene.
I've said that even to audiences, that some of the people that are out there talking today about this subject of secret societies, the Illuminati, Bible codes, Knights Templars, international banking, all of that stuff I was talking about back in the 60s, early 60s, 62. Like I said at the beginning, I said I used to send a lot of articles to the Birch Society way back in 60, 61. I was giving a lecture in downtown Hollywood, in East Hollywood, to a Christian group the day that John Kennedy was assassinated. I was giving a lecture in downtown Hollywood on secret societies and occult religions in 1963 when Kennedy was assassinated. I've been talking about this stuff for 48 years.
Well, we owe a debt to you. I mean, let's briefly talk about some of the shoulders that you and others stand on so that we can stand on yours in this fight against tyranny and lies and fraud and dehumanization and greed and control. You were saying Myron Fagan. What about Eustace Mullins? I mean, his work on the Federal Reserve, he really was the guy helping get the book.
Oh, yeah. And Eustace Mullins did tremendous research for days and weeks and months. Writing and has paid the price for
Ezra
it,
Ezra Pound. I mean, he helped get
and
the...
Ezra Pound, absolutely. And many before that. So, and I've always said, and I'm famous for saying that, that I'm not the world's foremost authority on anything. I'm just an ordinary man interested in extraordinary knowledge.
Well, I think the key here is, though, you codified so much of it, and before you came along, you'd have to go read 100 high-level Masonic books. You'd have to go to the libraries,
look at
the real meanings of gods. So what you did is that knowledge was there, but that was kind of their internal knowledge, and so you did bring to the world so much of what's going on today. I've seen online people trying to create a controversy between you and David Icke. Tell me, I mean, just to set the record straight, because people try to stir up stuff between you guys, let's set the record straight. What's really happening there?
Well, I appreciate that because I've been wanting to talk about this for a long time because there is a lot. I get a lot of emails and phone calls about, well, you said this about David Icke or David Icke said that. First of all, I don't have any problems with anything David Icke is talking about. As a matter of fact, I gave him a lot and he's gotten a lot from me. But I did, in point of fact, myself in 1992, I brought David Icke to America. I'm the one that brought him here. And I was in San Diego at the time, and a young lady named Alice Ferguson came to my office in San Diego with a man, a friend of hers, named David Griffith. And Alice Ferguson, David Griffith, came to my office. I was pretty much running a company down in San Diego called Truth Seeker Company. And she asked me if I would help bring her friend to America who was very interested in all my work, and he was trying to do the same thing in England. So I said, well, who is this person? And so she said, it's David Icke. So I listened to her for about an hour, and we talked about it. And I said, all right, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give both you and David Griffin a job. I'll pay both of you $2,500 a month. And I'll get you, because they didn't have a place to live. They were over here to promote David Icke, and they didn't have a place to live. They were staying with some friends in San Diego, so I got them both an apartment. I gave them both $3,000 apiece to buy furniture for their apartments. I gave them both a job for $2,500 a month, plus they both had the credit cards for the foundation, the corporation. And I financed her, Alice Ferguson, and ultimately David Icke, to come to America, to go to Australia, to go to Canada, and all of that cost money to fly all over the world and to set up lectures for David Icke. And eventually, Alice Ferguson talked with Bonnie Lang, the lady who was running the company, and a couple of other women in the office. And they decided that, why don't we just fire Jordan Maxwell, get rid of him, and bring David Icke in to take his place. And so that's what happened. I got fired by the same people that I tried to help and bring David Icke to America. I got fired so that David could take my job. But after they fired me, they found out that David was not interested in sitting in an office running a company like Jordan Maxwell. So then the company went downhill from there because I was gone. And they had already fired me, and David didn't want the job. And so they just cut their nose off despite their face. And so the Truth Seeker Company is now defunct and is no longer around. Of course, at that time, I was helping because I had access to the corporation funds. I was helping Richard Hoagland, Zachariah Sitchin. As I said, John Rappaport had no job. I called John Rappaport, gave him a job. got him started again, and he went out and wrote a book on my work called Secret Behind the Secret Societies. So, of course, I don't know if we were on the air at the time when we were talking about the Fritz Springmeier with the bloodlines of the Illuminati. All of that was taken from me back in 1988 by Fritz Springmeier's girlfriend, Gloria Mascarella. So all of these people that I have, you know, and of course, I was giving lectures in the motion picture studios and all the different recording studios back in the 70s and 80s. I was going around to motion picture studios at night, and just the working class people in the studios would get me a pass.
Yeah, I know. Some say that they took the idea for The Matrix from you. Is that true?
Well, I had a video called Matrix of Power about 10 years before the movie Matrix came out. But I don't think that they, well, maybe they might have been influenced by The Matrix because it was a big seller when it came out. One never knows. But what I do know is that directly from my video, with one of my first videos ever done, was called The Basic Slide Presentation. And if you get my Basic Slide Presentation, that's the one that made me famous all over the world, and it was a two-hour video. Out of that, at the very beginning of The Basic Slide Presentation, and get that and watch it, and then get the movie Da Vinci Code. And it is exactly, word for word, exactly in the Da Vinci Code. At the beginning of the movie, they introduce Tom Hanks as the world's foremost researcher in occult societies and secret societies. And he comes up on the stage. This is in the movie Da Vinci Code. And he comes up on the stage, and he's got a screen and a slide projector. And on the screen, being projected on the screen, is the symbol on the back of the dollar bill with the pyramid. And he walks in front of the projection, so some of it is being projected on him. And he's now pointing to the pyramid, the all-seeing eye, etc., and talking about the Illuminati and secret societies on the dollar bill, etc. That came directly out of my Basic Slide Presentation, period. Period. It came directly out of my video, and nobody ever called me to send me a check, Da Vinci Code. Of course, the whole idea of Da Vinci Code was a ripoff of Bajant Lee and Lincoln. The entire movie, Da Vinci Code, was an absolute ripoff of the British writers Bajant Lee and Lincoln and their book that appeared about 15 years before the movie called Holy Blood, Holy Grail. And so the producers of Da Vinci Code ripped off Bajant Lee and Lincoln's book, Holy Blood, Holy Grail, and made it into a movie, and act like they came up with something new. And there was a lawsuit in England because of that. So I'm not the only one that's been ripped off and lied to and cheated and left for dead. There's a lot of good
people
out there.
Well, it's just you've made such a contribution to fighting the New World Order, Jordan, that I don't normally even air laundry on the show, but it's important that you be recognized for the work you've done, and so people appreciate the work you've done. Now I want to shift gears for the rest of this hour into the biggest secrets, the biggest issues. You know, what makes them tick? Big, broad, you know, basic info, and we can go back into more detail.
Okay, then let me say then, if you're up for that, just remember that when you ask for something, you know, make sure you're ready for it, because you know, make sure what you ask for, you're ready for, because it might be something that you weren't expecting.
Well, I don't entirely. I understand your information. I've read it, looked at it, I've covered it, and I understand it all has a basis in fact, and you believe your interpretation is correct. But the nuances, sometimes I watch one thing you do, it's different, and another, it's a little different. But I'm not saying you change your views. I'm saying it's nuanced. So we're not – this show, you can talk about anything you want. Only person that controls what's on this show is Alex Jones and the guest he has on, and all my guests can talk about whatever they want. The callers can talk about whatever they want. We don't screen calls, nothing. Anybody that says otherwise is a liar. Stay there. Quick break, Jordan, and we'll come back. You've got a couple-minute break you can take, and we'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future. Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
All right, we're going to skip the next break. If you're an InfoWars.com internet stream listener or PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, everybody else will continue after the next break with Jordan Maxwell. We're going to go 20 minutes at least into overdrive to take phone calls for Jordan Maxwell. I'll give you that number at the end of the show. Okay, Jordan, should we start at the end with the globalist master plan, the New World Order, what they want to build on Earth? Sometimes that's the best way to start, or should we start at the beginning?
Well, I'll tell you what, start at the beginning, and let me say this. I don't really want to get into the political part of this because we don't have a whole lot of time left. And besides, everyone who needs to know already knows how bad off we are. So I'd like to talk about some subjects that maybe we don't know.
Okay, but I do want to get your take on what their final master plan is. I mean, I know what your view is, but also I want to get your latest take, your latest analysis on what their end game is. But sure, go ahead and start at the beginning.
Okay, well, then everybody should get a piece of paper and a pencil and write down a couple of words I'm going to give you. Because I believe these are key words to open up a can of worms that you will not believe. It's going to open up a whole world of research to you that you've never known existed. The first word is Hanseatic League. Spell H-A-N-S-E-A-T-I-C. Hanseatic League. It's on my website. If you go to my website and go to the research department, it goes to the research, you will see a box saying words to research. Go on the words to research and check down into the H's and you'll see Hanseatic League. The Hanseatic League is extremely important to the Illuminati story today. And connected to the Hanseatic League, which most people don't even know exists, is something called, and write it down, Teutonic Zionism. It is not Semitic Jewish Zionism, no. The word is Teutonic, T-E-U-T-O-N-I-C.
The Teutonic Knights are the German branch of the Knights Templars.
That's right. That's the name of the tomb, the Teutonic Zionism. It's a whole secret order that has been in operation for 1,000 years. It is the whole story behind America, England, and the things which are going on the earth today. And if you don't understand Hanseatic League and Teutonic Zionism, you're never going to figure out the name of the tune and how this thing is being played. And I've been looking at this for 48 years, and I'm telling you that unless and until you have the whole story, you're not going to get to the bottom of anything. Because like I said in the beginning, the first hour, your decisions in life are only as good as your information. And the really extraordinary information has never been allowed to be given to the people. So I'm just getting you started into a truly arcane occult research.
Well, on the Teutonic Knights that really grew into the Templars and vice versa.
That's
so
right.
After they knocked out the Templars, there was still the Teutonic Knights. I only know about the Teutonic Knights because I read Mein Kampf. I read other books about the Nazis, and Hitler thought that he was creating the recreated Teutonic Knights. We know the British follow that.
That's right.
And again, this goes back to them believing they're the seed of Jesus. They're the God race.
Now you're getting it. That's exactly right.
And so that's why people can't get why the political Zionists who were supposedly Jewish were funding Hitler, why Hitler allowed Jews to leave to Israel but nowhere else, why at the highest levels you'll have Zionists right next to top Nazis at Bilderberg. And it's right. I've said when you kick in that final door, it's a room full of Nazis and Kabbalists.
That's right. That's exactly what I'm saying, and that's why I'm saying you better go back and look
at this. And that's what Steven Spielberg is telling us in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
He's trying to tell you something. Twice, the Nazis. Three times, the last one, the Nazis are in it. And the first two times, the Nazis are looking for the Lost Ark of the Covenant. Why would the Nazis care a damn about a Jewish symbol of the covenant or the covenant of the Lost Ark of the Covenant? Why would Nazis care about the Lost Ark of the Covenant, a Jewish symbol? Why would they care about the Christian symbol of the Holy Grail, the second one, the Last Crusade? Why is he putting so much emphasis on the Knights Templars, the Masonic Knights Orders of the Teutonic Knights? They're trying to tell you something. And so I'm saying I've been looking at this for a long time, and I'll tell you what the story is. Hanseatic League, Teutonic Zionism. It has nothing to do with Jewish Zionism out of the Bible, period. Nothing Jewish about it. It has to do with a very ancient, prehistoric, ancient concept of a totalitarian dictatorship. As a matter of fact, if you go to any good law dictionary and look up the word FAS, F-A-S, FAS. FAS is a Latin word which means God.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The names in the middle, the places where you used to play.
We're going to continue into the next hour, Special Overdrive. Then when the retransmission continues, I'll get into Barry Jennings, Deputy Head of Emergency Management, New York, talking about explosions in the buildings, dead bodies in Building 7 before either tower collapsed, destroying the 9/11 Commission report. Huge video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. The Supreme Court is set to rule that there is no Second Amendment today. But in lawyer speak, they're going to say it's a victory for the Second Amendment. They're not allowed to totally ban guns in D.C. Now they have to go back and pass a new law that just basically restricts them to nothing, but it has to be done by law. That's what they're going to do. They've already said they're going to do it, and you're going to watch them do it, and that way it neutralizes people. It's all about deception, all about word games. They play so many. They've trained whole cadres of people compartmentalized to carry out the lies, but they don't see the larger part of how they're destroying themselves. We'll be back with Jordan Maxwell in just one moment. Be sure to visit his website, jordanmaxwell.com. And let's just go 30 more minutes into the next hour. He says he's feeling good and can do it. And we're going to be taking your phone calls coming up in the next hour, but not yet. I'll give that number out at the end of the main radio broadcast. It'll be internet only for the last 30 minutes with Jordan Maxwell. Before we go back to Jordan, this show is made possible by our sponsors. And one of those sponsors is eFoods Direct. eFoods Direct is the longest continually operating portable food company in the United States. They have freeze-dried and dehydrated food. That means it's high quality, keeps its nutritive value, it's non-GMO, clean, healthy food, balanced, and it is in cans, so it stores for more than 10 years in climate-controlled, 10 years non-climate-controlled, and it stores in very small areas. Each can is very heavy. It's jam-packed. Very inexpensive, and with all the food price increases, the talk of depression, it's just good insurance to have storable food. I do. I bought from several other companies, didn't really like them. Bought from these guys, liked them 6-7 years ago, bought from them 4 times, bought family food, and done a lot more. So 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com, big fat banners at the top of Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. Also, there's the great folks at Inner Health Botanicals. They're one of the most long-operating and most respected mineral supplement companies out there. They don't make magic claims. They have the well-documented herbs and medicines that have been known to have nutritive and health effects for thousands of years, like aloe vera for flushing out your intestines and detoxifying, concentrated aloe vera tablets. It's the equivalent of drinking gallons of the stuff. And it's got other herbs that are known for cleaning out your guts. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056, Aloe's Colon Body Cleanse. Another one of their products, Super Beta Prostate with palmetto and other things. Most men start having problems with their prostate after 45 and don't find out till they're 60. These are things that are well known to shrink it, to have some effect to help you. Are they a magic cure? No. Do they help? Yes. 1-800-569-4056. Even medical doctors are now prescribing this. 1-800-569-4056, Big Fat Manor on Infowars.com. Okay, going back to Jordan Maxwell, he was talking about the Teutonic Zionist. Again, separately from Jordan Maxwell, because I've been a big reader, I can confirm what he's saying because I happen to read Heinz Hobel, Order of the Death's Head, Scheer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, two of Hitler's books, Mein Kampf and then The New World Order. I happen to know that they believe in the Teutonic Knights. This predates the Templars. Mainstream history teaches you the Templars became the Teutonics, but really, they were the tree from which the Templars rose. And when that tree was cut down and ran to northern England or to Scotland, the real heart of it grew back up. Am I correct in saying that, Jordan?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right, because the Teutonic thing goes way back into ancient history, way back.
So, yes.
Yeah, that's a whole study in itself. That's why I said, put the two together, the Teutonic Zionism, which is Semitic Zionism, it's Teutonic Zionism, and Hanseatic League. And again, the word is H-A-N-S-E-A-T-I-C, Hanseatic League, and Teutonic Zionism will begin to open up a can of worms that you're not going to believe.
Well, tell us about the Hanseatic League.
Well, it's a league of German bankers and thinkers, philosophers, but especially bankers and commercial enterprises in Germany under the Second Reich, which was under Kaiser Wilhelm, and even way before that, before the German nation came to be a nation. So it's a whole confederation of bankers, thinkers, philosophers who were basically,
they created
together
the modern education system.
That's
they
right.
created the PhD.
That's it.
They engineered the whole society. They created NASA. They created
yep.
our CIA. They
now
merged with the British German aristocracy. And again, I'm not absolving the modern corrupt murderous Zionists. The point is, I have found that they are actually their plaything, and that
of
they
course.
Have intermarried in with the Rothschilds. And every time I knock down that final door, this is a Germanic death cult that believes they are the true Zionist.
That's it. That's the name of the tune, and you said it all. That's it. So let's move on. Because.
But, I mean, all I try to do, though, is report what I really find in history.
I know.
And, I mean, look at who owns the big pharma companies. Look at who owns the military. And then it's got to be a debate about the Catholics, or it's got to be a debate about the – but then the Catholic system, you know, is trying to set up the new Rome and is hooked in with the Teutonics, is it not?
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is.
But then I say it's only part of it. I mean, I'm saying Zionists, Catholics, all of it, the Protestants. But see, no, they want to keep us compartmentalized. divided and conquer, don't they?
You're right. You're right. That's why I was saying earlier, if when you go on my website, there are three books that are showing. I have other e-books that once you hit one of the books that are showing, it will take you to the whole e-book section. But on the one in the middle is called Symbol, Sex, and the Stars, which I was so taken by when I first found this book in an old bookstore. I was just absolutely mesmerized by how much information is in there so well easily to read and explain about where things come from in the world theology, where it developed, what the words meant, the etymology of the words, and the where the concepts and ideas have come from. It's called Symbol, Sex, and the Stars. I own the copyright on that. I gave it to my friend so he could publish it. And then the second one, which was so extraordinarily important, I asked and got the copyright to own it also. I not only loved the books, I wanted to own them so I could put them out all over the world. It's called Stellar Theology and Masonic Astronomy. And once you understand how Masonic astronomy and is connected to the stellar theology of the ancient world, then all of the words and terms you're hearing in religion and philosophy and astronomy all begin to make sense.
And that's why the Olympics this year are going to be on 888 at 888 in the day. That's why NASA did the shoots on certain days at certain times, admittedly occultic. That's why Ronald Reagan only gave speeches at an exact second on an exact day with a certain color tie, looking a certain direction, and would walk out and hail his arms in an occultic fashion before he did it. That's why Bill Clinton's upset. They really believe this, and they believe that by extension all the power they have. They believe it's real, and they believe they're communing with entities, don't they?
That's exactly right. And the mere fact, I mean, you know, by their fruits you shall know them, the mere fact that they are the power tells you that there very well might be something, in fact, legitimate about it, that there very well might be an occult, hidden, dark force in the universe that we call the occult magical system that we put into movies like Matrix. But there is, in point of fact, a legitimate, de jure, real magical system at operating on the earth.
Now, let's be clear for atheists out there. If you go research your atheistic founders, you will find they're funded by occultic and theophic, you know, different societies, and that the world leaders who are telling you not to believe in anything, they are obsessed with this, aren't they?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And Washington, D.C. is just filled with occult symbolism.
Oh, it's
all
everywhere.
Everywhere. We go to the Washington Monument, and you know how many people go to the Washington Monument and see the Washington Monument and are so proud to stand there and have a picture taken with the Washington Monument, never realizing that the Washington Monument is a phallic symbol for the phallic worship in Egypt.
Or all these Baptist churches. I mean, you'll tell a Baptist preacher that, and he'll giggle and laugh and wink at you because most of them are Masons.
That's right.
I mean, they know. It's funny to them.
Look, I've had so many people contact me, emails and phones, asking me, well, what about this, and what can you tell me about that? Well, I'm just one man. I can't talk to the whole world one man at a time. But when people call me and ask me, I tell them, look, I've had a website for 15 years. I've had stuff on that one subject you just asked me about. In my research department, did you go to the research boxes on my website? No. Well, did you go to the links on my website? No. Did you see the pictures and the downloadable documents? No. Well, did you get any of the e-books that were there? No, I didn't see any e-book. So I want to take this opportunity to say, anyone who goes on my website, understand there is at least 48 years of knowledge and work that I have put into my website of stuff that you will never be privy to know even exists. So when you go to my website, don't just look at the home page and a couple of pictures. Go all through it, and especially on the audio-video page and the links page. I've got stuff on links pages. I don't put links on my website to take up room. I put them on because they are very important to me.
Now, Jordan, I want to move quickly here. You also told me privately that you may not be doing radio much longer. Two Sundays from now, you're going to be joining us for the full 2 hours. And if you really are talking about hanging up your hat here, I want to get you up even sooner back on this show. I mean, you say you're ill, you don't feel well, you're losing the drive. But I hear that drive reigniting once we get you on air. Any ballpark on when you may hang it up?
I get excited in my spirit when I'm in the company of someone like yourself, Alex, that appreciates the work and appreciates the time and the effort and all that comes with it, because I have become so despondent and so dejected over all the years of seeing things people are saying about me which are not true. They're saying that I'm an enemy of so and so. I don't know where they get it.
You shouldn't let them get to you. They're mad, but you're getting flack because you're over the target, Jordan. And that people are jealous of you. They try to stir up fights. Just you need to be. Know you've done a lot of great work. You're still doing great work. And if they know they're getting to you, they're only going to go 10 times crazier. And look, I got people threatening me and threatening my family. And I know it's happened to you. And you got people banging on your doors.
That's right.
Saying they're going to kill you and the cops won't help you. I understand all that's happening. That's why we've got you here. To try to get you support, but don't let them get you down. I mean, I know you're 70-something years old and got cancer, so it's easy for me, 30-something years younger to sit here and say this, but I mean, that's why we got you here. You got rare books, important material. Folks, go buy his stuff at jordanmaxwell.com. Jordan, I've known him for many years, interviewed him many times over the years, never heard him like this. I know he's in a bad spot. That's why we are trying to support him here. But just from me to you, brother, don't let him get you down, man. You have done an incredible job.
Well, I'll tell you what really bothers me terrible. I mean, I'll just tell you personally what really hurts me is the fact that I haven't even begun to tell the people who want to know. I haven't even begun to scrape the surface of what I
really
am.
I know the
really
frustration.
Am.
I have the same feeling. There's 50 films I want to make. There's all these complex issues I want to expose. And then I make a film like Endgame that cost me $150,000 to make, and people watched it and appreciated it, but I know it hasn't gotten the attention it needs. This is life-saving information,
and
people just kind of like, oh, you put it on the web for free? I don't even care to watch it. You know, it's like you pour your guts out. You don't sleep making something. You go through hell to make it, and they don't understand. It's pearls before swine sometimes.
Absolutely, and consequently, but the powers that be know that you're putting it out, and they're going to deal with you. You're going to have your family and threats against your life and threats against your home. And you're fighting something on the front lines while other people are just viewing your work as entertainment. So many people will listen to me and watch videos, which I've never put any of my
videos.
That's
right. One of the biggest comic book companies has put out a whole line of comic books called New World Order, and they are giving you credit, Jordan.
Yeah, well, I know. That comic book company did, because I think they had to, lawfully they had to, because it was based on me. So, but, you know, if you go on my website to the e-books, those 3 e-books are very, very important. That's why I put them on the home page. And, of course, I have another box called Endorsements and Emails. A lot of interesting stuff on there that people have sent me, and I just put it out in the public. So I'll let you see what other people have sent me, then downloadable documents, the photo gallery, and, of course, just general research boxes. I've got tons of stuff on there, but what really bothers me is that I would love to be able to do radio and talk to the world and tell the world what I really know.
Why don't we have you back up later in the week for like 2 hours to really know? You can say whatever you want here, Jordan, and it's a big audience. Millions of people, as you know, but before we go to this final break for the main show and then call you back on my studio line for an internet cast with millions will see it in the next few months, but tens of thousands listening and watching right now. But I want to talk about 2 things before this main show ends in about 8 minutes. And that is this. How does their command and control structure work? I mean, we know it's a philosophy, it's a pyramid, it's different lower levels of compartmentalization, But, I mean, you know, from a city up to the national level, international. And then, B, their master plan. If they're able to get everything they want built and done, which it looks like they're able to do, What will it finally look like? When will they go ahead and wipe out 90% of us, or what's the time frame on that? In fact, let's cover that first, and we're going to skip this break for InfoWars.com listeners.
Okay. You want to talk about it now?
Yeah, let's talk about their master plan if they win.
Well, I think the human race, and this is going to be painting with a very broad brush, but it's based on many years of looking at the subject from every conceivable angle. And I've traveled all around the world, from Egypt to Europe to quite literally around the world, talking to people, lecturing on this subject, and I've learned so much from others in other areas of the world. It's very rewarding to travel and hear other foreign people, what they think, and see how things work in their country. And I'm totally convinced that the human race is being mutated according to a scientific method. We know that there has been experiments done as far back as the 1920s and 30s of trying to crossbreed animals with humans. The Germans were doing that.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. But what I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Okay,
that
we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saver brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saver Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
In my gut, in my psyche, the full power of my subconscious mind, thousands of times more powerful than my limited cerebral cortex. In my bones, I know they're waging war against the species. And then lo and behold, I go to their own documents. They vitriolically say they're poisoning us, killing us, euthanizing us right now. With the nutrition we've been getting, we should be living to 130. They are waging war on us, and I hadn't even got into Jordan Maxwell's own research on this, and I say, what's the master plan? and he says to dumb us down into a new suboid species, and you read the eugenicists, you read the government plans, they are now doing it, inserting us into a matrix. You're being sucked into your iPhone, sucked into your video games. You're already interfacing. I've got to have you up very soon, Jordan, to do a whole show on this and how they admit they're doing it. And I've had elitists tell me, Alex, you warned them, and look, they don't even care. That's the ultimate cop-out. They have done everything for generations to dumb us down and to turn us into this. The National Banking Association 100 years ago put out memos saying, buy up the media, dumb everybody down. They're reading too much. They're chemically attacking all of you. This is their own admissions. And Jordan, we're going to call you back in just a moment on your line because we're going to end the show, the main show. We're going to do 30 more minutes with you. But in closing, I want to thank you for coming on the main show, and I want to ask everybody to visit jordanmaxwell.com. Anything else in closing you want to say to the main audience?
Yes. The material that's on my website is there for the moment. And so you need to understand it may not be there tomorrow. So you better get whatever's on there because I'm always under attack. Always my website is being cut down, shut down. So I'm just saying, go on my website to jordanmaxwell.com and get whatever you can now because who knows what tomorrow's going to bring.
Are you for people taking the stuff and creating mirrors of it?
Oh, I don't care. I couldn't care less. You know?
Okay, well, we'll create a mirror and then point at it for you then. And then all my visitors can come check out what you're doing and then get your books and videos. Jordan, we're going to call you right back here in just 1 minute. So take a two-minute break, and the phone will ring, and we'll do 30 more minutes and take calls, okay?
Righto. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. There goes Jordan Maxwell. For Genesis listeners, our wonderful AM and FM and shortwave and all the affiliates, satellite, the show ends in 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes. There's only one place to listen to the rest of Jordan Maxwell. That's Infowars.com. That's a different internet stream than you find on the network or other places. That's where the show reloops. When we go into overdrive, it's still live. So right now, Infowars.com, you have to go to those streams to get the rest, the final 30 minutes, commercial-free with Jordan Maxwell at Infowars.com right now. Also, PrisonPlanet.tv, you can watch streaming live right now for the next 30 minutes, and then we'll also archive that this afternoon for everybody else. An amazing interview with Jordan Maxwell. People kept saying, get Jordan Maxwell on. I tried to get him on. He said he wasn't doing interviews anymore, and then he graciously came on. So here he is. He's on, and he'll be on more in the next few weeks with us. I do want to tell all of you that Truth Rising, the people taking action, waking up to 9/11, exposing that lie can expose the rest. That film can now be ordered at Infowars.com. My newest film, it will ship July 5th. It will be on PrisonPlanet.tv July 4th. Get your order in now so you get it first when we ship it out. That Saturday on July 5th. So Infowars.com right now. Also, this hour was brought to you by Interfood, the best green food out there, bar none, enerfood.com. Link through at Infowars.com on their banner and get 10% off on that subpage on all their healthy coffees, cocoa, their green food, two scoops. I take it every day. It's just amazing. Again, Infowars.com, link through there, get 10% off, or call them 866-762-9238, 20 superfoods. The food is so adulterated and so lacking minerals. You need these organic foods. It's so good. 866-762-9238 or interfood.com. Retransmission starts later. I'll be back live right now with Jordan Maxwell at one place, Infowars.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.